Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and today is Oracle Friday. Yes, that's right. It's Oracle Friday. We're here this morning waiting for your questions, and Dr. Reggie will be able to answer your questions intuitively. So come on and give us a call at area code 914-338-0590. We also have Gloria Wells with us this morning. She's moderating our chat room. Feel free to join our chat room. Give us a shout out. We'd love to have you there. Wow, we made it through the first week of the year. Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, my God. I am a little, I'm awake.
Oh, well, that's a very good sign. On this side of life, thank you very much. I'm glad you are.
I am. I'm awake. And I'm grateful. I'm trying to find a lot of things. Not trying, but I'm grateful for so many things. And I think number one is I'm really grateful that you're in my life.
And thank you so much. I love you too.
I love you too. That we live to see another year together and to grow and bloom. And I'm very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And your patience.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Reggie, why don't you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, the last day of the week, and the first week in the brand new year. We thank you for power, for the ascension. And some people came from a different place. We thank you for them as light workers on the planet. They came into this expression desiring to come to Earth from different galaxies that you're giving me in my head right now. And I feel Arcturus, Orion, the Sirius, and the Pleiadian galaxies, and Ashtar community in space, that they desire to come here to dwell among us as humans with superpowers to help uplift humanity, giving us a clear perspective. And I believe that our president is one of those people. I thank you for the energy that rules the universe, which is you and your hand in life. Thank you for people who are looking for an intuitive answer. Give me the power to understand their problem and not the same people call with the same question over and over again, that they are enlightened and understand they have a responsibility to adhere to the power of the message being given and take it and use it for their own enhancement and belief. I believe this is so this morning, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. You know, Dr. Reggie, you mentioned something. And we've been doing these readings, taking people into the year 2013. So we were doing shows back to back. And what I did notice is that we had people calling in, you know, each night that we had the readings and asking the same question. And so my question to those people who do that, are you really hearing the reading? Are you really listening to what the person is saying? And, you know, what is the motivation to continue to hear from a reader? And I think what's really interesting is if you're just trying to compare what they're all saying, did you really hear the same message from each reader? They don't know you, but are they all telling you the same thing? And if they're all saying the same thing, that should be a message right there, number one. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
That's true. But you know what people do? they don't want to accept the responsibility of their actions. And it's very simple. If you listen to Circles of Prosperity all the time, you'll realize one thing, a common thread that runs through all the book studies and all the messages. You are responsible for the outcome in your life based on your thoughts, your actions, and your words.
Right.
And many people call me and tell me, oh, my God, it happened just like you said, because they take the belief and they act on what they want, and it comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, you are responsible. You can't make God do anything. You can't make a psychic do anything for you. You are the person responsible for your life, and that's the bottom line.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So I want to say this. We love that you call.
Yes.
So this is by no means saying don't call us all the time. No, we absolutely love when you call in, and we're here to serve you. But we want to help you get to the next level. So, and getting to the next level, even if you call each time, you should hear something different in your reading because you've done some work to move yourself to another level, to shift your vibration. So if you are still in the same situation, then that means you have not cleared your thoughts. You have not changed your words. And here's number one, you have not taken any action. And Dr. Reggie is absolutely right. You are creating your reality. You're creating your experience. And it's your responsibility to make it change. Dr. Reggie can see your potentiality all day long, but until you step out in faith to make a change in your life, nothing will happen. No one can do the work for you. Wow. Okay, so listen, if you have a question for Dr. Reggie, go ahead and give us a call at 914-338-0590. You have to press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want us to thank you. I see them coming in now. Good morning, area code 646.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. I'm here.
Well, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Oh, Kayla.
Kara?
Kayla.
Kayla. Kayla, where are you calling from?
I'm from New York.
Okay. Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I'd like to know, what does Dr. Reggie see in regards to this year for me, professionally, but really, socially?
I see good things happening. Number one, Kayla, you are a very social person. That's a good thing. And, I see you being very busy, but you enjoy being busy. And you work hard, and you make it, and you achieve business and success, prosperity. I see that. Also see for this month of January, things are opening up for you. Doors are opening. Big doors are opening up for you this month right now. And then in February, that's when love comes. The vibration of love comes, and it means more people in your life, and your relationships get stronger. Very good. And also I see the energy of the affirmation I hear is success is mine. And so I draw strength and I draw power, and I am the one who makes things happen. So you're going to grow and you're going to thrive. Money's coming in February and March, and that the forces that are behind you, they're on the wall. It's working. It's going to work. You'll be very happy. And let me know how that turns out, because it's going to be a great thing for you, too. I also see writing for you and a lot of things, because you're very psychic yourself. You have a lot of psychic energy. I feel it. Healing energy and psychic energy. What kind of stuff do you do?
Astrology.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was feeling. Yeah.
And also massage. Well,
well, that's good, too, because you know what you're doing? When you're massaging a person, you're reaching into the meridians on their body, and those are pressure points and acupoints that help you gain access to them intuitively and medically. So it's a good thing you're doing that. But you're very good with numerology.
Yeah,
You're very good with astrology, too.
Thank you. I am. Well, there's only one person I'm massaging, and that's my meat.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So may I ask, what energy do you feel for us, Sean and I, for the new year?
I feel a very powerful energy with both of you. You made a commitment to each other, and I don't know why I'm not feeling the energy of marriage for some reason. Is somebody afraid of marriage?
Most likely him, because he's been through a lot, so it's not a thing where I'm like, was going to get married. I'm not even there. I'm not there yet.
Uh-huh, but you will be at some point. Maybe in March and April, things get better for you guys.
Yeah, we just had a situation on New Year's where I didn't really share this with him, but he wanted me to meet with him, before the New Year. And honestly, I was still getting ready, but my thing was like, I need to pray right before the New Year and right after the New Year, especially right after.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with him like a few minutes afterwards, but he was like really disappointed the entire day. From like 12:20 to like until Tuesday evening, he was kind of happy, but I could see it in his face, and I was just trying to make up for it. But
I have a question, Kayla. What sign are you, and what sign is Sean?
Oh, I'm a Virgo, and he's a Scorpio.
You're Virgo.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Virgo.
And he's Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
Virgo, I've lived with one, believe me. I love her. I love Cynthia tremendously. 25 years of marriage, I love her. And Scorpios are very powerful people and very eclectic, very psychic, very in tune, you know that. But they're also very skeptical about certain things, about life. And they're very materialistic sometimes. They're very entrepreneurial, too. So you have a person that wants to do things and change things. So you guys are very compatible in terms of you being earth and him being water. In terms of elements, they work together. So we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be good around March. Things change.
For the better?
Oh, absolutely for the better. Are you kidding? With Sean, with this relationship he was in, this woman, it feels like to me she was cheating on him, and it made a scar on him emotionally. And it feels like something else happened too. It feels like a child or some kid. Or I don't know what that means. I feel a child somewhere, and I don't know what happened.
They have a child together.
They do?
Mm-hmm. They have a child.
Yeah.
And
that's tearing him up, Yeah, it tears him up.
It does. It does. Like, he was ecstatic for Christmas because he was going to have his baby girl and her brother over at his apartment. And I was like, listen, this is the best Christmas gift. And he wanted me to share with them. But I was like, no, this is your time.
Mm-hmm.
To re-bond, to bond and reestablish yourself.
That's right.
With them. So I didn't want to impose myself. And I said, no. He asked me that evening and then the following day. And I said, no, this is for you.
That's right.
This is for you. And this is for them.
Very good. And that's a heartfelt thing. And that's always good, It really is. That's the most powerful change there is. Biologically and emotionally.
Mm. Having a child?
That's very good. Huh?
Having a child, or is the fact that he has a child and he was in
Yeah, having you, for one thing, is showing him where the true love is. Children are amazing to me. And these children being born now are indigo starseed children. They're not from this planet at all. They come in to help us. And we have to learn to love them. They're very special kids. Very special kids. I look into their eyes and it blows me away. I can see other worlds. They're very powerful children. And they don't think like everybody else. Most people right now call them ADHD. No, they're not. They're very smart and very logical. And logistically, these children are brilliant. They're Einsteins. They're really baby Einsteins is what they are. We don't give them a chance to understand things. We dismiss them as having a problem. They don't have the problem, believe me. They don't have the problem. We have the problem in judging them and misplacing them in schools and among children who are not as developed. So we have to pray for them. And by you showing Sean the beauty of this baby girl and who he is, that is the most wonderful Christmas gift. And thank God for you and all of them. So it's going to be a wonderful time. This year is going to be great for you.
Thank you. May I ask you one question?
Yes.
I feel like I'm in a doghouse right now because I did not, we haven't talked for like since New Year's Day. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to let it ride and let him work whatever out.
Yes.
And, you know, but I feel hurt because I'm like, it's the beginning of the year. No one wants to start off the year that way.
I know, but you know what? Don't feel hurt. Remember, your feeling nature is your Geiger counter. What you want to do is project feelings of love and power like you did to show him who he was with his daughter. So what you're going to say, you know what? I have perfect faith and trust in God. I have perfect faith and trust in God. I have perfect faith and trust in God.
And
so it is. That's where your personal power comes in and your power of your subconscious mind, and it's going to be great. Like you said, you got an idea already. Let him work it out. He's trying to disseminate all this information in his head, and you were a wonderful impetus to help him to think. So be grateful for that. It's going to work out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And
you are so welcome.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kayla.
Oh, I just love her spirit. Oh, my God, she's amazing. Her voice, oh, it's just beautiful. Good morning, area code 442, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. May I ask who's calling this morning?
My name is Deep.
Deep?
Yes,
oh, that's
Deep.
Right. You're in London, aren't you? Are you
in
the UK? Yeah.
Yes, I'm in the UK and far away from London, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's so good to have you on this morning. I kind of recognized the number, but I didn't remember the name, and I apologize. So do you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Yes, I do have a question for Dr. Reggie. Hi, Dr. Reggie, how are you?
Hi, Deke, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm pretty good. I had a question regarding my spiritual path. So what kind of psychic abilities and healing abilities do you see me developing? And from where I am spiritually at this point, how do I get on to the next level?
I think that the first level of developing your psychic abilities, and you've had people to consult before with you, the most important thing is when you are praying, you're talking to God. But when you meditate, God is talking back. Learn to go in to develop your skills. For some reason, I'm compelled to believe astrology is going to be good for you, to learn astrology and your own psychic awareness, getting in touch with nature, getting in touch with animals, getting in touch with trees, the rivers, the rocks, the sea, everything, because that's where the power comes from, the elements of the universe. And when you start learning to understand their nature and your nature together, it grows.
Right. Okay. Do you see any kind of healing? Will I be able to be a healer because I do basic Reiki on my family?
Yeah, Reiki is a good energy force. Reiki, believe it or not, comes from Venus, from Masui. Remember the guy Masui who created Reiki? It came from another planet altogether. And with remote healing with people, you have these things called poppets, these representations of that you're healing. They could be like dolls and stuff that represent this person, or a candle representing this person. You're infusing the energy of your own power through the power of quantum touching. You are not doing the healing, but God in you is doing the healing. You are transferring the power out of your own soul into an object or a person, and dynamically that force of healing takes place. So realize you have a very powerful energy field, and it's not you, but calling on and invoking and evoking the power of God in your higher self to do the healing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So
continue what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Continue developing your power in prayer and meditation.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He is truly on the path, isn't he, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm. That's really good. And I'm glad he is.
Mm-hmm.
To heal people and want to heal people is a wonderful thing.
It is. It really is. Good morning. Area code 401. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Where's 401? Baltimore?
401 is in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island. Maybe it's 301 I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
what's
my
your
birthday
name?
Today. It's
happy
Erica.
Birthday. Dr. Reggie, sing happy birthday to
us. Who's this?
Erica.
Erica.
Erica, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That's the Stevie Wonder version.
Yay. I love
happy
Stevie
birthday.
Wonder.
I know, right? What's your question, Erica?
My question is just to get a birthday message from Spirit.
Okay, let me feel it. Wow. One thing I feel with you, Erica, do you do healing too?
I don't do healing, no. I just...
Because I feel there's a powerful energy that came out of your soul just now, like psychic sparks, and I feel that. So either you're doing stuff or studying tarot cards or studying psychic development or something. Everybody on this line is doing something crazy like that, and I feel it. But
yeah.
With you, it's very strong. Maybe you'll be writing an article or writing a book about psychic development or healing or your own life and what you've gone through. And spiritual experiences that you've had, but I do feel that.
Yeah, I'm definitely studying everything I can.
Yes, and it's very powerful in you. But the healing force is in you too. A lot of people came here from different spaces, and yours, I feel, has come from Orion, and you came here as a starseed. So you have a lot of experiences that may not make sense to you, and you're compelled to study and study and study and get it right. But it's already there, believe it or not. You came equipped with that in your package already.
Oh, cool.
You just have to learn to trust. Just learn. That's the same thing I said. Learn to trust. Because a lot of things you'll pick up automatically. Oh, wow, I knew she was going to say that. Oh, I knew this person was going to call. Just when they call, you have a lot of those experiences that come through. Even people who may not live here anymore on the planet and crossed over, you can feel their energy or their presence. So you have a lot of gifts.
Yeah, I always expected to be a little more, less subtle. Yeah, less dramatic.
Yeah, but you know what? In that
subtlety. Well, I feel like I'm not getting anything.
But you are. And that's why people always say in the Bible, the still, small voice of God. It's not thunder and lightning, and the angels came down and sang to you in person. No, no, no. Uh-uh. No, it's the still thing that makes sense, you know? Those little currents of wind. The wind of the wings of a butterfly can cause a typhoon in another part of the world. So learn to understand that power and respect it and love it and acknowledge it and embrace it. And guess what happens? You become the thing that you're looking for.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
Dr. Reggie, you're so good with picking up numbers. I got a dog when he was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pick up his birthday? I didn't get any papers or anything.
What's his name?
His name is Cody.
Oh, my God. I love it. This dog is something else. He's a smaller dog. Is that correct?
Teeny tiny.
Yeah. I feel the energy of him. But I also feel the energy of February or March.
Okay.
And it feels like on the cusp between February, the last month of February, like me, the 28th, and the beginning of March.
Okay.
And it feels like it around 27th of February, 28th. So the dog is a Pisces.
Cool.
Does he get into everything and drive you crazy sometimes?
He's real protective.
Yes, I know he is.
He loves us, but he's mean to everybody else.
Oh, my God. He's very territorial.
Very.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Right, so we'll celebrate it on somewhere around February 27th.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. He'll be so happy.
Okay.
That you acknowledge him, because this dog has a lot of personality. He does.
He does. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All righty.
Okay, Erica.
Okay.
Happy New Year, too.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Woody, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Great. I'm feeling great.
Good. Having a good New Year so far?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Hey, Woody, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Just wondering what message you have for me.
Oh, just any message, huh?
Yeah.
You don't have any questions at all?
No, just whatever you get from me.
Whatever I get, okay. That's funny. Well, one thing I do feel is that you're putting your best step forward, which is a good thing, for this year. And I feel that you're going to have your hands involved in a lot of things. But no matter how much it is, you have to take one time, your time, and do one thing at a time, because there's something called analysis and synthesis. You're building blocks one moment at a time. You can't do everything at once and expect a miracle to happen. Oh, wow, there it is. Twitch your nose like Samantha, and poof, there it is. Uncle Arthur, come in. No, you're going to take your time and realize that I'm doing one thing well, and then I can do the next thing, and then the next thing. You're building an empire for yourself. And I see that the last time you called, too, on the weekend, I saw that you're building great things. And publishing is one of them, and music is another one. So there's a lot of things happening. But I don't feel you talking about romance too much. Why is that?
Oh, I'd like to. I don't want to meet the right person.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm just curious. That's all.
He's too busy building things, Dr.
I know, but you know what? You will meet the right person. I do feel that. And don't be surprised if it happens around or right after Valentine's Day, and that'll be your heart.
Oh, okay.
Your significant other.
Okay.
On the same line as you, understanding everything that you do.
Okay.
So don't be surprised. Remember I said it first, so there it is.
Okay. I just got one more question. I'd like to work with this artist named Tia Marie. Do you see that happening?
I think she's good, and she's a very good singer. She reminds me a little bit of, what's her name? A little bit like a Beyonce kind of person, you know?
Yeah.
She's got this energy, and she really has a drive to do this, but she has to learn to be patient. She's not patient. It doesn't happen overnight. So I think she'll be good to work with, but teach her about patience. Getting into this industry is a very powerful thing, and everybody involved in the industry, it takes more than one person to make it. You have a whole team of people. Not only if you're a songwriter, that's good, and then the publishing staff and the people who are on licensing agreements and people who are dealing with the record distribution and all those. It takes a lot of things to make an artist who they are, but they have to be patient to know that it takes a team to build this thing to make it work. And she's a good person to work with. Her attitude is very good, so it'll work out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Woody, thank you for calling this morning. Oh, okay, let's see. Area code 651, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Leslie.
Hey,
Leslie.
Sorry, I have a nasty cold right now, so my voice is a little goofy.
Well, we're sending you healing energy, and we have a lot of people on the line, so they're all sending you healing energy.
Wonderful. My question is around career and the next year, what it's bringing for me.
Okay, I see good things, Leslie. In terms of love, you are a person that they're telling me right now you are very particular. Very meticulous and orderly. And when somebody's flopping out of control, you can't handle it. It's like, oh no, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful thing. And also let me know that in terms of career, you have so many choices. I feel you're very good with teaching, very good with nursing, very good with skill kind of things, you know, high-level skill stuff. You're very good with that. But you'd rather have the things that are very simple in life, and that's always good too. So I think that administratively and managerially, you're good at those kind of things too, you know, taking care of things and keeping things in order. Most earth-based people are. What sign are you?
Virgo.
There you go. That's another earth, that's the earth-based sign, Virgo. So that makes sense. So I'm feeling the energy of that, because Cynthia's Virgo too, and she's it's about order and believing.
Mm-hmm.
And very good. You're very good at picking things up. You're very good. You know, you're naturally born ESP. You're Earth child, Earth mother. So
mm-hmm.
you understand a lot of things, but people may not understand it, and you pick up things. Your voice is a part of your creative aspect, and teaching and speaking in front of people and writing, even though you may hate to write. Most Virgos do.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they do. They don't like to write. But once they do, it is brilliant. And the same thing is with your voice. We just talked about Beyonce. She's a Virgo. Michael Jackson was a Virgo. There are a lot of people who are Virgos in this industry and do things right. They are very dedicated to what they do. Very dedicated. Now, in terms of your love, if people are not like that with you, you can handle it. But I do feel it coming. Not until April with you. And this person is going to be a very powerful person, older, more mature energy, and very spiritual. So look for that around April the 3rd.
Okay.
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 And you'll feel it. And you'll know.
Do you see anything with a career change for me?
Yes. What do you want to do more than anything else?
Well, I also do energy work.
I know. Mm-hmm. You can tell.
Channeling energetic imprints, so it's kind of artwork. But I would love to work with these children and get them to understand
mm-hmm.
their environment. Because I agree, ADD and all that stuff just really
right.
isn't existent. I have
mm-hmm.
a young 13-year-old that they wanted to put on meds, and now he's a straight-A student by just teaching them how to bring his energy back and center
mm-hmm.
within himself. So,
but your energy is very powerful. When it comes to children, oh, my God, it's a beautiful thing to work with children. And so you're calling
mm-hmm.
upon all the good helpers and all the helpful powers in the universe to help you through, asking for protection and strength and health and surround you with protective power for these children.
Mm.
And that's what you want to do. It's a very powerful energy. And the angel that watches over these children is called Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. Everywhere you go, whatever you do, burn a green candle or a white candle and ask Uriel to give me enlightenment, give me power, give me an insight, what I need to do to help these children to become wonderful social human beings and to help them in their energy. If they're ADD, help them to understand where we're coming from. I'm calling on these helpful powers of the universe and all these baby girls and boys who come here to provide a comfortable place of learning, a home, and an environment that uplifts them and gives them healing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it will happen, I promise you.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Pam.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good.
Hey, Pam.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, precious. It's
You're
Tristan.
Up early. Early, early, early.
Is Tristan
up
too?
No, he just went to sleep a little bit after.
Oh my God.
He was up all night? What's wrong with him?
Party.
He takes cat naps.
Cat naps. That's what I was doing. I couldn't sleep either.
Mm-hmm.
He's a crystal child. He's not from here, so we know.
Dr. Mm-hmm. Reggie walks the house all night long.
Uh-huh.
Like a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can feel his energy just moving through the
mm-hmm.
through the house, you know.
You know, it's interesting because when I'm asleep, I guess my angel or somebody wakes me up and says, Tristan, are you up? Yes.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's something I need some advice on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
My first question is, you know, I mentioned it to Cynthia last week. We have a new member of the family.
Oh wow!
Yes.
She didn't tell me about
member.
That.
Yes, I did.
Who's
they have a cat. Remember, I told you about the cat, and you said, "What color is it?" And I said, "Black."
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
Mm.
What's the cat's name?
Oh, we haven't decided yet. It's first. Well, he has three names now: Nibbles, Midnight Shadow. I don't know which one is gonna.
Oh my God, that's funny, Nibbles.
Nibbles. That was Tristan's name. First, we thought it was a girl, and it was Nala Nibbles, Midnight Shadow. But we found
Shadow is a cute name. And
yeah,
Midnight. I used to have a cat named Midnight. All black, beautiful.
Yeah, he's an amazing little thing. But he showed up on the doorstep. And,
but you know what that means? That's somebody's familiar. It was meant to be. When animals find you, they're your protectors. And what's amazing about cats as opposed to dogs, and I tell people this all the time, dogs can see spirits and see into other worlds, but cats walk in between worlds.
Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that to me a long time ago about
that's right.
Wanting a pet.
I tell people that all the time because it's very true.
You said, what
and they bring
cat
things back
want?
All the time. Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
Cats are amazing animals.
He's really smart.
Yes.
He's already trained. He doesn't jump on anything.
And that's good.
He's it's bizarre. But anyway, that was...
he's just bizarre. It's good this cat found you because, you know, that's a very powerful energy. They came in to the expression to find you, and at the perfect time because it's whatever it is, whatever they come for, it's developing you too, and you're developing a part of nature, and it's good that you do. It's a very good thing, and I'm glad.
Too, me too. Tristan loves him. He loves Tristan. He's like,
oh my God,
literally, he's in shadow.
that's Tristan's familiar, and I hate to say that word, but it's true.
No, you know, I see it. It's just like follow Tristan. You know, they came home from his birthday, and the little thing was on the doorstep.
That's right.
Followed him, and then it came in the house, looked around, and then it ran out, and we thought the kitty was gone. And the next morning, I was in my bed, and the little thing was outside the window in the tree because I heard him crying. I'm like, where is the kitty? And I went outside, and the kitty came on in the house, and I'm like, okay.
What you do every day, you thank the energy and the good spirits for sending this animal to you and providing a new home and a new family that are made available for your small little friend, a place of love, a place of happiness, and a place of peace. And you thank God for the energy of this animal because it loves you and you love it. And it gives Tristan a very powerful energy to love and to be in peace with this animal. It's a very powerful thing, you know? It's a good thing. And they'll hear him when he prays for his animal, for protection and love and peace, for all of every level, on every level. And it grows stronger. Animals are very powerful energy, extension of nature, and it's a good thing. And for him, that means he's an earthbound spirit that called this animal into being from another time and place, and he's magical, and so is this cat.
Yeah.
So whatever he names a cat, you know, I name so-and-so as my cat, and I thank you, God, for this, and I'm now the owner of whatever I'm going to name this cat, Shadow or Nibbles or whatever you're going to call him, and I bless this animal, and I bless this house, and this animal is going to keep us protected and warn me of any danger that may come to pass. And for him, believe it or not, for Tristan, at this time and place, he's moving forward in his mind with his artistic abilities. And so you're thanking God that he is the energy called the magician. So am I. So you're going to use that energy to evoke powerful images and powerful archetypes for his life and for the animal.
Okay. I do have one additional question.
That's good. Tell me.
His only grandparent on his father's side is sort of like forging a relationship with us. But
forging a relationship?
I use that word very selectively, kind of. We went to lunch with them on last Sunday, and as soon as I left the room, it seemed, you know, Tristan felt uncomfortable with the questioning So I guess my question is, you guys both know I teach Tristan just to accept and receive love.
Right.
You know, we're working through the father stuff, but regardless of what was the past, we're still going to choose to love.
Exactly.
And,
amen.
It made him uncomfortable, and once I came back to the room, because I had to go to the ladies' room, I felt it, and I felt the discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened for a second and then had to interject on something that he was trying to convey, her husband was trying to convey to Tristan, and it had to deal with demons and the devil.
Oh, my goodness.
Witchcraft and the things you put before you, you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. And I'm like, okay, we need to stop this now. So I did it in a respectful way, because
I
did pray before I went there. But after all of that was said and done, they prayed for us, and the grandmother was praying over mind control, mind control, mind control. And I'm like, why is she praying, binding mind control? I didn't quite understand that.
But, it's interesting. You said binding. Remember, the law of nature is whatever you bind, you are bound to. So whatever she's binding, on some level, she's fearing it and she's bound to it.
Mm.
She doesn't want it to happen to him. So that's why she's binding mind control. So her mind is controlled by fundamentalism.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part, not allowing a kid who's young and impressionable and fertile of mind and spirit to experience the magic of God on every level, not just a religion. When you,
right.
A person like Tristan is beyond religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond religion. Religion is man-made. All
yes.
religions are man-made, trying to find God. But God is not lost.
Right.
So God is in each person and elevated by his belief and his energy and his prayers. God always answers prayer. Maybe not the way you want it to be, but always will answer prayer to give you a lesson and a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that answers my question.
Yeah.
Without me even
going
into major, major detail, but I agree. Yes.
Yes.
Because that's what we felt after we left.
Mm-hmm. And if the energy doesn't feel right, remember, your feeling nature is your Geiger counter, like I tell everybody else. And your feeling nature is your authentic power, what you feel. And a lot of churches tell you, don't trust your feeling, that's the devil. It's not the devil. It's discernment. It's the Holy Spirit. How can you dare say that? God gave us the equipment to feel and send out the energy from the soul as vibrational energy to feel, because all is vibration and all is mind, and we are in the mind of God. So how can it be evil?
Yeah.
Mm.
Awesome. Woo! Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, and so it is. Yes,
so it is.
So Pam, Dr. Reggie sums it up really well, but, this is their fear that they're projecting out to you.
We picked that up when we were leaving. You hit it on the head. You're both hitting it right on the head, because
it is.
You saw that was their fear and is their fear. And the fact that I interjected something, Tristan, I'll say this, he said, I was worried you weren't going to say anything, because he felt like he couldn't say anything.
Bless his heart.
Their relationship as his grandparents. And I said, no, honey, because he tuned them out. He didn't receive it, and I'm glad he's learning. I think that was probably part of the lesson, too, to learn how to shield and cover himself with light and love.
That's true, because it's called discernment.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit will always let you know what's authentic to your spirit. Because everybody is individuated in the God mind. So you just say, that doesn't resonate with me. So, okay, I bless you, God bless you, and I'm moving on.
And, just to pour them, just cover them with love.
Yeah.
Cover them with love. Because they're probably saying all of this for as an expression of love. So, Pam, an airplane must have flown over because Pam's phone is gone. She's gone.
Okay.
She's right in the track of the planes. Let's go to our next caller. Pam, are you still? She called back. Did you hear us?
No. Okay. All I heard was about the airplanes, and yes, it was. At 4:44, a plane flew over.
Well, we were just telling you to continue to just cover them in love. That was it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to our next caller. Happy New Year, precious.
Happy New Year. We love you, too.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I crack up about her phone and the planes. Good morning. I know. Good morning. Area code. Well, we've got 2678s. Last four digits are 3691. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. This is Susie.
Susie.
Well, thank you. How are you doing, Missy?
Good. I miss you, too, so very, very much.
Oh,
I know.
We're missing you, too. It's good to hear your voice. Happy New Year, precious.
Happy New Year
I
to
know.
You. I just can't wait to hug you.
No.
That long. We love you, sweetheart. How's your
and
year?
I love you both very much. You are such beautiful people.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, sweetheart. How's your year going?
So far, very good. So I'm looking forward to the theme continuing throughout the year.
All
good.
Right.
Yes.
You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
How's Tim?
Oh, everything is beautiful.
Oh!
Not going as fast as I wanted to, but
it's going in the right direction.
Yes,
it's going in the right direction.
So I just wanted to see if you had any message from Spirit for me.
Now, did you see him last Friday or so?
Yes, I did, and I'm going to see him again tonight.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. It's Friday's your day, huh? So I think does he have a gig or a musical gig somewhere?
He's going to be at his own ballroom, and then next week he's going to be somewhere else. And it'll probably be a surprise that I'll be there to support him.
That's very good. I think he knows that, and he's seeing the energy, and the energy is drawing him closer to you and you to him. You know, and Friday when you saw him, you didn't see a ring on his finger?
Yeah, it was still
there.
It
was off.
No, it was still there. Is it off now?
Yeah, I feel it's off now. But you know what? Watch that, because he's mad with her. He'll take the ring off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a part of that show business thing. He doesn't want people to know he's married. So with that happening, he's unhappy. And I don't want her to show up and causing conflict with you. So no matter what, you know, if they're having difficulties and problems and stuff, don't increase it. Just be a good friend right now until he develops it. And let him pursue you. Don't be chasing after him. You let him pursue you, okay?
Yes, he is.
Right,
he is.
As he's doing. Yeah, I know that. I know. So it's going to be good this year. And I think something major happens at the end of the month, something crazy and major. You go, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. It's not negative. It's all good because I feel that there may be something happening in the relationship that makes you and him get closer. So whatever that is, expect it, accept it, and bless it.
Mm-hmm. I sure will. I am thanking and thanking and thanking and thanking and much appreciation and love and gratification. It's just beautiful.
That's the most important level of prayer is gratitude. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because when you're thankful for anything, you draw more things to you at the same level and more.
Do you feel like then the ring will finally come off now? Soon?
But you know what? That's almost saying divorce. I can't mention the four Ds. The four Ds are disease, disaster, divorce, and death. The four Ds I don't like to talk about because I didn't create this person. I can't divorce him. He may change his mind. I can't kill nobody because God gave them life. And diseases I don't like to talk about because anybody can get it and it can happen again, bite you in the butt. You don't want that. And disasters because we can't predict them. So let it be what it is. Embrace the positive. Affirm the beauty of life and move forward.
Yeah, I feel like that. That he's wanted to put an end to
whatever he wants to do. It's going to be his choice. It's his choice.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't influence him. Just love you and love him where
he
is.
No, I'm just there. Yeah, I'm just there. That's all.
And be supportive. Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to work out real well.
Yeah, I feel like that he wanted to release the what does no longer serves him for the new year and embrace something new.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
I am too.
We'll see.
Okay.
So are we going to be together on Tuesday? You and Cynthia and I?
I think I'm going to have the classes in the meditation over here at the where we live, because over that center, sometimes they're open, sometimes they're not. It's too far for some people. It's too cold for some people. It's too much money for us, and so it's crazy. I want to embrace it. So I love meditation. So if you want to do them, we can do them over here, and I'll give you the address. You call in, we'll give you the address.
Okay, I will call you and get your address.
Okay.
All righty.
Oh, that's wonderful. We can continue on.
That's right.
Okay, have a very wonderful, blessed day ahead, and I'll see you. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Okay, and have a good weekend, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you. I will. I love you both.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Jean. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. Happy New
Year. Hey, Jeannie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing great. I love to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm calling to get some insight. I had a great experience yesterday. I called it expectable. I went into a spa and day salon to get a gift certificate, mm-hmm. and the young lady at the front desk, she was a pretty beautiful young lady, but her mm-hmm. eyes, to me, I seen all these colors in her eyes, and was like, you know, it put me in a place like to see all these colors.
Exactly.
And it's like, I had a moment that it was a great experience, but it was a moment like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she had the cosmos in her eyes.
Exactly. The cosmos was in her eyes.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Which means she's a starseed person.
Okay.
And she's not bragging on it. She's just simply beautiful. And she's very aware of everything. You know, and that's a good thing. She really is. And she's there to help people feel good and to let them know that their beauty counts on every level without bragging on her own. It's just simply there. And the eyes represent everything in the cosmos and the soul. It represents the dreams. It represents the intentions. It represents everything. And her eyes in particular tells me she's from Orion. She's everything, like a round, pretty face and nice cropped hair, a nice slim body.
Yes.
Everything is beautiful and in place and in order. Mm-hmm. Not an eyelash is out of place, you know.
Right.
And her hair was probably incredibly beautiful. Everything is in place.
Yes, it was. That's correct.
That means with her, that's Orion energy. Everything has to be perfect. The makeup is impeccable. You can't even tell. So, or maybe none at all. So she's a beautiful energy. She's a starseed. She's here to help a lot of people. And just her very touch or smile brings the beauty and it brings healing.
Awesome.
And her voice should be very comfortable to bring love and assurance. It resonates with romance and love.
Awesome.
So you met a star child.
Yes, I did. That was awesome.
She's a starseed person. Very good.
Awesome.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Oh, that was great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. Is that it, Jeannie?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too, Dr. Reggie and Cynthia.
All right.
I want to say Happy New Year for Saggy, who's out there in the chat room this morning. Actually, I want to acknowledge everyone that's in the chat room this morning. I have a couple of guests and some new people who have logged in. If you're in the chat room and you have a question for Dr. Reggie, go ahead and type it in, and I'll put it out there for him this morning. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I just wanted to know what do you see for my children?
Okay. What is your name, first of all? Your first name only?
Tina.
Huh?
It's Tina, Reggie.
Oh, Tina. Oh, I love that energy. I didn't know. At that time, I heard a voice, but I didn't hear it. Now, the children are going to be protected. That's good energy. And I feel movement, like movement to somewhere else, whatever that means, movement to someplace else, where everybody's going to have bigger space and bigger energy and loving environment. It's going to be better and more comfortable for you. Right in the summertime, things get better and better and better.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, is there nothing specific for my son or my daughter that I need to know?
Specific for your son or daughter? I feel like for your son, give me his first name.
Najim, N-A-J-M.
Oh, Najim. Oh, my God. A beautiful energy. But it also means this. He may be a little off-center sometimes, but it means leadership. He may be a little bit rebellious, but it means leadership. It's going to be good for him.
Okay. And my daughter, Bakia?
Oh, no, Bakia is something else. She knows things. She's very intuitive, and she's tuned in, and she's very smart, but people don't give her the chance sometimes, but she is.
Oh, okay.
Well, she knows things ahead of time. She's very smart. And Najim's good at building stuff. Like, he wants to build things and do stuff, so he's very smart, too. They both are very good kids.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
All right,
all
Tina.
Right, you too.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, Dr. Reggie, we have a call. Someone is in the chat room. Saba, and would like to have a general reading. They're chatting from London.
Saba, I feel good about your energy. I feel very, very good. I also feel that she's into dealing with mystical and occult stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. I feel the energy of her reincarnational energy that she, in her past life, did shamanistic work or Wiccan work or something dealing with healing. And magic. She's a very powerful spirit in this lifetime. She really is. And she brings a lot of love here. A lot of people may not understand her, but she's a very powerful spirit. So love life may be crazy at sometimes off and on because she is so loving and so different, and people have to understand that.
Oh, my goodness. She says, wow, what can I do to use that power with love and light?
You know, one thing you can do is direct that power to everybody, including your own family, because sometimes they misunderstand you too. And dealing with things, healing and growing stuff, farms and gardens and all, that's very powerful for you to connect to the earth. Health and beauty is another thing in healing. You have a powerful energy inside of your body to heal. You came here to heal people. And with health and beauty as well, a very powerful hands-on kind of person, laying out of hands and helping people. You have a very direct earth-based mother energy. You're mom to a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Okay. Okay, so let me see. She's responding. I have to read, Reggie, I'm sorry. Do you see me moving back to the United States or staying in London for a while? She goes, this is an amazing reading.
I see her in London for a little while, maybe in the summer coming back to the United States, or maybe the next year, following year, in 2014, because she has some connections there and things that have to be completed first. And once that's completed, then she can come back to the United States. There's a reason she went in the first place. There's lots of things happening. Not only just love life or anything else, but she'll be back here, believe me.
She said, cool, because she can't wait because it's so cold there.
It is, I know.
Well, we hope you get stateside real soon. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to take you to your last caller for the morning.
Okay.
All right, area code 724, you're on the air. Hello.
I think it to be totally legit if you and me are in a threesome, baby. Oh, my. What?
Oh, it's just somebody that is playing. Okay, well, he's got some fantasies going on. Anyway, that's it. Dr. Reggie, that was your last caller who was had a fantasy about a threesome. Oh, my God. I just love diversity.
Yes.
I love
and
diversity.
And insanity. Okay, here we go.
All righty. I want to send out a shout to S4T Saba. Much love to you, sweetheart. Much love to you. Okay. So
much love to everybody.
Everybody.
And I thank you and I thank God for you. And I ask that he take his hand in your life and bless you in every level of your life. And I know that that's going to happen. And I thank you, Father, for answering that prayer in advance. I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. You know, we get a blast out of this Oracle Friday and having these readings and sharing with you guys. And so many of our regular callers, to see how they're growing and developing spiritually, it's rewarding for us, extremely rewarding for us. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. You are empowered human beings, such a gift to planet Earth. Thank you.